This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the American Family Farmer, the weekly radio program for the small independent farm owners and those interested in how your food gets from the farm to your table. Here's your host, lifelong family farmer, Doug Steffen.
Every week we get together to try to help those who want to be successful family farmers, people running successful family businesses in support of ag, and the locavore movers and shakers, how to hold on to this thing we call choice. What is it about America that seems to find itself in a predicament from time to time, more or so recently, where we see the small farms, the mid-sized family farms, going out of business because they can't keep up with the big, huge mega farms and the financing that they have backing them up? So what's this all about? Well, the latest incarnation of this, and we've been talking about this off and on for the last couple of months here on this program, the Dark Act. This is something that is a dark cloud over the horizon of family farms. It's not unlike the dark clouds that come from other government entity, the most recent entity, the EPA, telling you that a puddle of water in your driveway is a riverway or a waterway, and they want to make sure that they're supervising what's going on in your driveway. But then there are the other things that have been passed the past couple of years, Food Safety Preservation Act, or whatever that nonsense is called, which requires small farmers to do things that big farmers don't have to do. And the real problem is the big farmers, not the small farmers. So we've been around that horn and try to bring you up to date on how things can be overcome. And I will tell you, with the Dark Act, it was successful. Even though the vote was slim, I think the good guys won by one vote, if I'm not mistaken, mm-hmm. It still was a win. So joining me now to talk about this is Ellen Moyer, who is a writer, a speaker, an environmental advocate. She wants to help restore the environment, promote a healthier way for us to live and eat and prosper here. I know that you write for the Huffington Post with regularity. I read the Huffington Post every day. There are a lot of things that are going on right now in government, and they certainly make great fodder for conversation. I'm interested, though, in your turn on the Dark Act. This whole problem, Ellen, if we want to go into it, I guess I should ask for you to explain from your point of view what you think the problem is, because I've certainly done it plenty of times, and see if you and I, it's not important for us to be on the same page, but I'm guessing we pretty much are on the same page. So why don't you go back through your knowledge of the Dark Act, what it was supposed to do, why you think it didn't get passed.
Well, the Dark Act is an effort by the food industry to squash any state efforts to require labeling of genetically modified organisms in food. And there are about 30 states that are in some part of the process of passing a law saying, tell us what's in the food. Tell us if there are GMOs in the food, because the federal government has completely dropped the ball on this.
Well, it isn't so much they dropped the ball. The ball has been influenced by the people who are in charge, to the point of it being obvious that there is not only coercion, but collusion with people that come to work in these agencies from the outfits that they're regulating.
That's so true. You know, 73% of Monsanto lobbyists once held jobs in the U.S. government. So there's this revolving door between government and industry, and the agencies that were originally supposed to work for us citizens now instead work for industry.
And then they go back.
You're so right. Yes.
They cross they keep going back and forth from one to the other. They influence policy. They get the jobs because they or their companies have sent campaign contributions, so they get the attention of the people in charge. Oh, wow. This guy comes from Brand X. And they get in and they influence policy so that it helps brand X. And then, okay, my time's done here. I'm going back to brand X.
Yeah, yeah. It's a classic case of corruption.
Yes.
And there's no real way to sugarcoat it.
No. No.
It's corruption, plain and simple, and a derailing of our democracy. And so the Dark Act is designed to keep us in the dark about if there are GMOs in our foods. So it was a slim win for the opposition. In the Senate, it was 49-48 saying, eh, for the Dark Act. So it'll
but look at what it took to get over. That's the thing, Ellen. Look at what it took to get over the hurdles put up by all these people who have corrupted the system as we've described it.
Well, here's the good news. People have the ultimate power. Mm-hmm. And people raised a big ruckus in all the states trying to pass GMO laws, and there were a lot of petitions, and, you know, there was a lot of pressure from citizens to overturn the Dark Act or not pass it.
I think there were 700,000 calls, and that's really the way to influence policy is to actually call, I think, don't you?
Calling and the online petitions also work, so it's good to do both. Of course, the more you do, the better, but even if you just do online petitions, it really does move the needle in the right direction. So I have a whole list of petition wins that have occurred. So at first I thought, they don't really do much, but they actually do a lot.
Let's talk about that.
Us to think that they don't.
Let's talk about petition wins and how they affect what people are growing and what people are eating, what their choices are. I think it would be helpful from your perspective if you would share that with us in a moment. Stand by. We'll continue as we focus on this way. This is a problem when we're trying to get a universal approach to solving problems like this with Ellen Moyer, who's a writer, contributes to the Huffington Post. Here on the American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen.
Geico applauds your inner road champion.
A solid bump from Geico's fist to yours goes out to the little rebel that lives within. The one who made you daydream as a kid about owning a chopper, chroming it out, and chewing on toothpicks. Just to look tough. For you, champ, Geico insures motorcycles with great rates. And to further fuel your engine, you can access your policy anytime, day or night, through the Geico mobile app. Because Geico knows that even make-believe renegades need help from time to time.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
The way to peace is through strength. It's your country, and I'm Lieutenant Colonel Retired Alan West, Executive Director of the National Center for Policy Analysis. In the war of words this election year, we must not lose sight of our commitment to peace in our time. How is that achieved? Empty rhetoric is not a strategy. It may appear noble, but in the end, there is only one thing an enemy respects, regards, and understands. That is strength. Fellow patriots, help us stop Washington from further gutting our military force. Congress votes on the National Defense Authorization Act this year. We ask you to stand up and speak out for a strong and economically efficient military force to defend the United States. Go to ncpa.org and sign the petition to provide for the common defense now and prevent more devastating cuts to our military funding. Support our troops and our nation's security. It's your country, and I'm Lieutenant Colonel Alan West.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one. A fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep?
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom Sleep Gels. They're non-habit-forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom Sleep Gel. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredients, diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch, or on the farm, if you will, this is this week's edition of the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with Ellen Moyer, who writes for the Huffington Post, is an activist working on things that help us to understand how we can better have the food choices that we are entitled to. It is not a right and a privilege. It is not something that should be you may or may not have it. You have by right the ability to choose your food. So you ought to have all the information possible, right?
Yeah, I think it is a constitutional right to know what's in our food. I'm not a lawyer, of course. I'm an environmental engineer. But don't we have a right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness? GMOs can shorten our lives.
Right. And you can make the decision if you have the information. If you want to choose to eat crap, that's up to you. And I don't say that facetiously. As long as you got the choice and it's based on information that you want to have, and this bill would have kept you from being able to have your state, whether Vermont, Maine, Connecticut, have passed these, and as Ellen said, another 20-some-odd states are considering the legislation, which just brings you to the truth of what is in the food, GMO, non-GMO. And they talked about, this is the thing that bothers me, Ellen, about this, the lies. It's going to cost eight, that character, I was going to say something else, the chairman of the Ag Committee from Kansas, Mr. Roberts, says it's going to cost $8 billion to the farming industry because of labeling. I mean,
who in their right mind
would believe that? Campbell's Soup has got the information on their things. Now, they tell you whether there's GMO stuff in there. Didn't cost them a nickel.
Yeah, no, industry always whines when there's a new requirement. You know, if there's new fuel efficiency standards for cars, the automakers whine, oh, it's going to cost jobs, you know, your car's going to be more expensive, and whining.
Yeah.
And then the change is made, and they adapt fine, and everybody's happy. So, so it's just a knee-jerk reaction. And actually, now, not only Campbell's Soup, but General Mills, Mars, and Kellogg's have all said we're gonna voluntarily label GMOs.
Right.
So the House of Cards is coming down, and it's coming down because of citizen pressure.
Right.
And we're gonna soon be like the other 64 countries in the world that require GMO labeling. Mm-hmm. Even China requires GMO labeling.
It's funny how we say things like that.
Well.
Even China, right, yeah.
So
it's not like we're on the cutting edge of this.
It's a good thing because it's bringing to light to ordinary people just what the state of our government really is.
Mm-hmm.
And food is personal. You know, what our bodies are composed of, our very selves, what we're composed of, do we have a right to know? I think so. I think most people would say yes. And it's a very obvious thing. So I think good things may come of this, and maybe we'll clean house in the government. You know, we need government. The answer isn't to get rid of government. The answer is to get rid of corruption
yes.
in government.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to talk. I do want to get this some of these petitions that have worked and talk a little more about sustainability as we continue here. This is this week's edition of the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with environmental engineer Ellen Moyer on the program.
Our Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, Pat Matthews again. I want to talk to you about selling online. And when I say selling, I'm talking about your home, your car, and even buying a house or a new set of wheels. There's a new kid in town, and that's BuySellMakeOffer.com. The revolution has already begun, and I invite you to be a part of it. You see, get in on the ground floor, because BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees. Can you imagine what the other guys might charge you for selling a car on their site? Let alone a house. Well, BuySellMakeOffer.com doesn't do that. And you can use Skype and YouTube videos to sell your products, big or small. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and set up your account. For as little as $7.95 per month, you can sell up to 50 items. And they'll give you the first 30 days free just to try it out. Remember, no per item fees. Join the revolution today. BuySellMakeOffer.com. And tell them Pat Matthews sent you.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
On the American Family Farmer for this week, our focus on the DARC Act and corruption in government and how it affects agriculture, the food you eat, the choices you have. Ellen Moyer is an environmental engineer, a writer, contributor to a number of magazines and newspapers, talking about the government in this circumstance with the DARC Act, trying to override GMO labeling, but a lot of countries around the world have it. We are not exactly, as I said a minute ago, on the cutting edge here. But you said there are other ways that have been demonstrated by people to get things like this overturned in the government. So I thought I'd give you a moment or two, or as much time as you want, to go through a list of some of these circumstances, especially as they affect food and our choices there. What sort of petition movement has won the day, as you described it earlier?
Okay, well, I'll go through my folder here. I'm not sure how many have to do with food, but this first one, I guess, is related to food. It's about plastic in our oceans. You know, by 2050, if we don't get our act together, we're going to have more pounds of plastic in the ocean than pounds of fish. So that does affect our food supply.
Well, and fishing is considered now an agriculture. If you go to the banks that are supporting agriculture, you'll see most of them are doing loans for ag businesses, and fishing. They're pretty much considered the same now. So
okay.
It's,
well, here's a petition that went to the, American Chemistry Council, an industry group. And a lot of people petition, say, hey, you know, do something about this. And here's the response from the American Chemistry Council. Quote, your staff recently delivered a petition with nearly 70,000 signatures from your members urging ACC to work with Ocean Conservancy and others to keep plastic from reaching the ocean. The large number of signatures underscores for us how many people are committed to keeping plastic out of the ocean, and we want to know, and who want to know, that we are committed to doing something about it. Please tell your members that ACC has heard them and that we're committed to being part of the solution. So the consumer and the citizen runs the show here.
Yeah.
If we say we want grass-fed beef, farmers will provide it, and they'll switch from industrial to grass-fed beef. And if we want sustainability, corporate will provide it. And don't forget, we often forget that corporations are made up of people. And even the CEO has kids, and may actually care about the future for their kids. So I think there's a yearning, even at the top level of corporations, to find a better way. It's just becoming very obvious that we're not going down the right path. But I would like to take issue just with one thing you said, and that is about government. The other side wants us to say, government's bad, we got to get rid of it. No, that is not the right response. We need more government. We just need government working for us instead of working for corporate.
Well, I would straighten it. I would, all right, so we don't make this an argument. More government doesn't necessarily mean better government. Better government doesn't have to be bigger. It just needs to work. And it doesn't now because it's so bloated. There's so many people.
Yeah.
I can tell you as a farmer, the kinds of foolishness that I had to deal with is I was selling raw milk and cheeses and stuff. And people who came to my farm, they didn't know a damn thing about what I was doing.
I know. It has to be good. It has to be smart.
Right.
But you know, if we pass all these laws and then don't fund people to enforce them, then the laws are as good as not there.
Then you get into the question of which laws are good and valuable and which laws aren't. So then we have another conversation. But I think in general, we would agree that the best form of government is the efficient form of government that understands what the people want, because, hello, that's why they're there. They're not there to serve themselves. They're there to serve the people that are paying the bill. And that's us. Ellen Moyer is here. We continue our conversation on the American Family Farmer in a few moments. Please stand by.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
And change after the hour now. We're into the second half hour of this week's visit on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with Ellen Moyer, who's an environmental engineer. She's a writer. She understands, has studied what the government is doing, what regulators are doing, what the private sector is doing. We're sort of talking about sustainability in a way, but I don't like to use some of this jargon because I think it gets overused and misunderstood, Ellen. Do you think that's true?
Yeah. I think one thing we should bring up that's really important about GMOs is the issue of pesticides.
Mm-hmm.
Now, pesticides include insecticides, herbicides, rodenticides, fungicides, all the things that kill. And we've adopted this, like, chemical warfare mentality for agriculture in industrial agriculture, and it's an outgrowth of World War II. I mean, pesticides were largely developed from experience with mustard gas and other things like that.
And then when our Vietnam War, it was more of the same.
Yeah, and what the GMO crops are designed to do is to enable crops to withstand heavy dousing with pesticides. So everything else is wiped out and the one crop is left standing. So it's a really terrible strategy because, first of all, pests develop resistance and pretty soon those pesticides don't work. But the other thing is, the pesticides are bad for us.
Yeah.
So we're among the species that gets the short end of the stick with that strategy. So,
well, I would say I'd add one more piece to the pie. As a farmer, an agrarian who understands the land, I don't use chemical fertilizers. When I plant corn, I get rid of the weeds with a cultivator. And certainly because I use manure, I have a sort of witch's brew of horse manure, cow manure, chicken manure, usually. If I can find pig manure, I do it. But it enhances all kinds of things, nitrogen, potash, the stuff we need to not just make the crops grow. This is something that I think sometimes you get, if you'll pardon the pun, too much into the weeds because people don't know that much about it. But there's a difference between getting stuff into the ground that will help the plants grow. It doesn't necessarily help the soil. And so the soil, what's in the soil is what you are ultimately going to eat. And that's what I think Ellen's trying to say here.
Well, we're missing we're not only missing the good stuff, the micronutrients and so on from the soil and having beneficial bacteria, but we're wiping out pollinators and we're having chemical contamination. You know, GMO crops are mostly designed to withstand heavy dosings of Roundup, the herbicide
weeds
Roundup,
and the other,
that whose main ingredient is glyphosate. And the World Health Organization last year, around March of last year, said glyphosate is a probable human carcinogen. Animals develop cancer, and there's every reason to think we would too, because we share a lot of genes with other species. So all this glyphosate is getting into surface water, groundwater, soil. It's getting into people, and it's really bad news. It gets into food. So we've seen what glyphosate does to poison ivy. It's pretty dramatic, right? Roundup. Is that something you want
in your body?
Not really.
No.
So we have this terrible problem of pesticide poisonings. In fact, there are 10,000 to 20,000 physician-diagnosed pesticide poisonings in the U.S. each year. This is agricultural workers. So your listeners should be pretty concerned about I think they already are concerned about being contaminated by chemical pesticides. So that is another risk that people are facing. So everybody loses with this GMO type of production except, you know, big agriculture.
Yeah.
And the whole scene is swayed by subsidies. Our government subsidizes crops like corn, soy, wheat, even tobacco.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, you can stop at tobacco when you realize how horrible that is. And then you get into a lot of, in my world, I tend to, with farms that I either use or stuff that I own myself, I want to turn back into the soil as much as I can. I do feed corn to the cows, but there are things that I can get a hold of or I can create. There's this new thing called biochar. Have you seen anything about that, Ellen?
Yeah, I'm skeptical of biochar as being another excuse for logging. And logging is a whole nother topic I'm really involved in that would be a whole different conversation, but I don't know a lot about biochar.
I don't know. I wasn't looking at it from the point of view that you just suggested that in terms of forestation, reforestation. All I know is that what it is, I've read recently the new Deepak Chopra book, which connects DNA, the genome project, and how we all are. Everything that exists, not only on our planet, but probably in the universe, is all carbon-based. And the organic side of this, we need carbon and oxygen and other gases. Nitric oxide now has become the third most important gas, it would seem, to our bodies. So where is all this stuff produced? In terms of nitric oxygen, it comes from non-GMO beets and other vegetables. And so if you're using this to the business about nitric oxide opening up your veins and your arteries to get blood around every part of your body, that's a kind of working in the body that you need to sustain your health. And if you ruin, I'm trying to give you a practical example here, if you ruin the atmosphere in which the beets or the corn or whatever it is growing, you're going to do what Ellen is suggesting. You're going to corrupt your body. The organic waste being used back into the soils is something, and again, I think I may be digging a deeper hole than I need to, but it's just representative of how we think about what we put into the soil, or if we even think about it at all, or even if the consumer thinks about what's in the soil.
Well, we should think about it. And organic growing worked very well for 12,000 years, so we definitely don't need this industrial agriculture. And some people call industrial agriculture conventional. I don't. I think it's totally very weird and out in left field. You know, poisoning your food. What is up with that?
Poisoning the soil. Never mind just the food. I go back to what I said about what the food is going to be, what's in the soil. And if you've got nothing in the soil, or you've got bad stuff in the soil, that's what you're, because the root structure is going to absorb with the moisture that goes into the plant, whatever's in the soil.
Exactly. Yeah, we're saying the same thing.
Yeah.
But as far as people are concerned, they might be more alarmed at, ooh, the food I'm eating is contaminated versus the soil is contaminated. But yeah, both are true. Things move around in the ecology. You know, they don't stay put. So if we put gallons of Roundup on the soil, it's going into the soil, it's screwing up the microbiology there, and it's contaminating the soil, and it's getting into the plants. And then it's getting into things that eat plants, like meat.
So whatever's in there, you're going to end up eating, and that's why the HGH with the milk and all, any of those things. All right, we'll pause for a moment and finish our conversation with Ellen Moyer in a moment. This is Doug Steffen. You're listening to this week's American Family Farmer.
I wish I could fall asleep.
Jennifer had a stressful day, and now her mind is spinning at bedtime.
I have a big day tomorrow.
It's time for Unisom Sleep Minis. The tiny capsules are non-habit forming and work fast. They're the little help busy people need to get a good night's sleep and wake recharged.
Good night.
Unisom Sleep Minis. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
Geico applauds your inner happy camper.
A merit badge of awesomeness goes out to the part of you that wants to put the recreation in recreational vehicles. The part of you that packs up everything and everybody in the RV and says, let's get this show on the road. Because Geico has specialized agents who help save money on more than just car insurance. Geico will insure that entire RV so you can get the s'more making, poison ivy dodging, same song singing, ghost storytelling, campfire building, best time you ever had with your family, show on the road.
Geico for your RV. See how much you could save.
Every floor in stock is on sale at Lumber Liquidators' end-of-quarter clearance sale. 100 million square feet of top-quality flooring is priced to move. Get incredible deals on 60 styles of North American and European laminate, including the look of oak, maple, or cherry for under a dollar. 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from just 99 cents. Save $2 a square foot on beautiful Bellawood 3/4-inch solid Brazilian cherry. And get pre-finished solid bamboo from $149. Plus woodlook tile, vinyl plank, and more from 69 cents. And pay no interest until 2018. The end-of-quarter clearance sale is going on now, so visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
The way to peace is through strength. It's your country, and I'm Lieutenant Colonel Retired Alan West, Executive Director of the National Center for Policy Analysis. In the war of words this election year, we must not lose sight of our commitment to peace in our time. How is that achieved? Empty rhetoric is not a strategy. It may appear noble, but in the end, there is only one thing an enemy respects, regards, and understands. That is strength. Fellow patriots, help us stop Washington from further gutting our military force. Congress votes on the National Defense Authorization Act this year. We ask you to stand up and speak out for a strong and economically efficient military force to defend the United States. Go to ncpa.org and sign the petition to provide for the common defense now and prevent more devastating cuts to our military funding. Support our troops and our nation's security. It's your country, and I'm Lieutenant Colonel Alan West.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one. A fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's
approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
The continuation now of our conversation on the American Family Farm with Ellen Moyer, who's an environmental engineer, an activist, and a writer. We started talking about the DARC Act and have gone on into other decision-making, whether it comes from corporations or it comes from the government or it comes from you, because you ought to be the ultimate concern these people have. And I guess it's our definition of you, because you can listen to a lot of these people. I remember Forbes magazine, and I've always had high regard for Steve Forbes, but when I saw him anoint the Monsanto company and the CEO of Monsanto as the businessman of the year a few years ago, I about lost my lunch. And after that, I lost a little bit of respect, at least for his ability to understand what the real world is all about. But then the real world for one person, Ellen, may not be the same as the real world for another. The people who are doing these things say, we're doing it for you. We're doing it to produce more food, because there will be people who will be hungry if we don't grow as much food as we possibly can on the land that's available. And so we're really doing a public service.
Yeah, and that's just bogus. You know, we waste 40% of the food that's produced in the U.S., mm-hmm. all up and down the food chain. So there's a lot of people have refuted that kind of argument, like Francis Moore LePay, who wrote Diet for a Small Planet. There's plenty of food to go around, and yields of organic approach those of industrial farming, you know, 80%, 90%. And in terms of nutrition, they're about equal. And methods are being developed to match and even exceed the yields of industrial. And the UN says that the only way to feed the world sustainably is with organic, because industrial ruins the soil.
So yeah.
You can't keep it going. So
no.
There's nothing there. There's no evidence to back up those claims. They're just scare tactics. And on the GMO issue, you know, there's one part of it is knowing what's in our food so we can choose correctly, right?
Yeah.
But the other thing is that our choices are skewed. We started to talk about subsidies.
Yes.
Well, subsidies go to those crops that are made into junk food. And what this does is it makes junk food cheaper than healthy food. So people who are struggling financially, they're going to buy the crappy food because it's cheaper. So it's really backwards, because people are going to get diabetes and more sickness and cancer, and the healthcare costs are going to go up. And, you know, everybody suffers from that kind of thing. So we need to get rid of these perverse subsidies that point people in the wrong direction. If we should either get rid of subsidies like the organic farmer Joel Salatin wants to do.
Yeah, he's been on the program a number of times.
Or we should subsidize fruits and vegetables and organic, but we're doing the opposite.
What we ought to be doing, and this somehow or other happened during, this goes back to the 1930s after the Dust Bowl, and when farming collapsed in our country and the economy collapsed in our country. And so under the circumstances, a lot of things were passed that, you know, you get one government program in and it never goes away. That's one of the problems. But the help that was supposed to be sustaining for that period has just kept going and going, and has been completely just corruption galore here. So
yeah.
Let me just point you in. We're out of time here, Ellen. EllenMoyerPhD.com. EllenMoyer. PhD.com is where you can find her website, EllenMoyerPhD.com. More information and conversation about all these things that do affect your health, your well-being, and knowing that if you don't respect and treat and love the soil, eventually it's going to take a dumper, and nobody's going to be happy about that. So, Ellen, thank you for calling that and other things to our attention. Appreciate your being here with another point of view. I'm Doug Steffen, continuing in a moment with the American Family Farmer.
$10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, and now this comment. We've had a lot of discussion on this program. Some people think it's a little lopsided, but it isn't, if you understand my passion, my philosophy. I'm a dairy farmer. I've been around cows all my life. I've sold raw milk and cheeses and things. That's what gives me my papers, my bona fides, if you will, in having these conversations, the credibility that I have as a farmer, going along with my credibility as a broadcaster, hosting a Monday through Friday six-hour radio program that's aimed at the general interests of everybody. But I do talk a great deal about food, our food services, our food supply, and I try to help people understand, and this is I admitted my bias a long time ago, and I don't mind admitting my bias because I think what I've learned on the farm growing up around the cows is how they respond to the care and treatment that makes them better animals and therefore produce a better product. It's just the way I think. And I think you can use the same philosophy, if you will, when talking about not only animals, but the food that comes from the ground, respecting the ground, the dirt, the things that we are hoping to sustain or, in fact, enhance. Part of the problem is that we have the incentive is to grow more and not necessarily think of the ramifications. Part of that comes from the government continuing to tell us through a lot of, just promotional things that we've got to grow more, more, more. We have to take care of our country, and we become the breadbasket of the world. So when we're confronted with this Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement that you've heard talked about, the TPP, which in my estimation is probably one of the worst things for the American family farmer that you could possibly imagine. It does do things for exporting, but it encourages the big, huge farms to grow more so it can ship more. It doesn't refer to quality. It just refers to quantity. And by the way, that goes not only for produce, but it goes for milk as well. America's dairy farmers are going to get screwed. They will have no future if this Trans-Pacific Partnership is put into place. And that's one of the things. It might be good for the grain growers, but there's no way that anybody in the dairy business thinks this is going to be good for them unless you're a huge dairy, industrial dairy producer. And then maybe some of the ancillary benefits of this amount of cheese and powdered milk and stuff that gets sold, that may help you out a bit. But in reality, what this thing will allow and encourage is for some of the huge producers in New Zealand and in Australia and in China to load up a 747 tanker and fly that milk every day to San Diego, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Seattle, Portland, and up in Canada too, but more in the United States, any place where there is an easily accessed airport. The stuff there, the animals they're growing and the milk that they're producing is horrible, but it's cheaper. And this partnership allows these people to get the product to us cheaper than we can. I mean, how do you even understand this? There are going to be the foreign interests want to tax our produce, milk, dairy, that sort of thing, to an extent that it won't be attractive. And we want to make it easy for them to bring dairy and other things into our country so it'll be more attractive for us to buy. It would seem to me that it shoots in the foot every single thing that you hear about when it comes to politicians talking about how we have to enhance this, make the American family farmer better. The American family farmer is going to disappear, in my estimation. You look at some of the reports out of Cornell University, for example. You can take up look around for the information that's here. There are lots of endorsements from various big organizations like the National Milk Producers Federation that say the Trans-Pacific Partnership is good. No, it's not. It's not. It may be good for the producer, but that doesn't mean the producer is always the farmer. The farmer is defined by producing organizations as a producer, but that's not really who they are. So I hope you take this to heart, and if you're smart, I say that in sort of quotation marks or brackets, you'll call your senator and your congressman, do the same thing you did for the DARC Act. Tell them no on the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement because it's bad for agriculture, bad for the local boar, bad for America, which are the three components of the people we serve here on the weekly American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring though are these timeshare charlatans. These high pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948, 800-587-EXIT. Call now, 800-587-3948.